That's how we start. We start with some beat the boxing. That's how we do.
And then, Sharon to tings, Sharon to b-boxes, Sharon to doofs, Sharon to dings, Sharon to dows. How's it going, Sharon? A lot of Sharon. I am Ross. I am not joined by anyone tonight, and so alone tonight, despite the fact, and also because of the fact, that Nova Scotia has been having a bit of a tough time of late. I alone am attempting to drink Nova Scotia dry. We have had some tragedies. Someone mentioned this the other day. There has been fire and or the wildfires and the floods. So I think someone said that the next thing that's going to happen is plague, fire, and flood. So the next thing is locusts. Locusts is next. And someone said, well, what about the murder hornets? I'm like, oh, could everyone stop jinxing things? Because sometimes you just get to the point where the jinxing is probably as... I think it's a real thing, because it happens to me all the time. Happens to us with our newborn son. My wife and I, and we say things like, boy, he hasn't he hasn't peed on us while we're trying to change his diaper in a while. And then sure enough, that next time you do it, boom, that's the time that's going to happen. So speaking of peeing on your diaper at the same time, I'm trying this one. Now, it's from Saltbox. When I got this from the Saltbox location, which is in Mahone Bay. We actually went in there, and I picked up a couple of Saltboxes, and I think we had a Goes. We got a Stout, and I feel like there was a third one as well, but I was interested and excited about this one, the Loyalist Old English Ale. Now, problem is, we went to Saltbox a little while ago, might have been last year, so the Loyalist English Ale is no longer available, at least according to their website and their tap room. It says the Loyalist Old English Ale is no longer available there. It says the style is an English bitter. Someone tried it back in December of 2019. That was a while ago. I've bought it since then, because we got this during some of our pandemic voyages. So this must have been maybe even the summer of 2021. Is this 2 years old? 2 summers old? Anyway, what it saith, actually. Well, let's go through. So Saltbox, located down in Mahone Bay, they do have a new tap room location. A second one, they didn't move. So a secondary taproom location is available in Wolfville, Nova Scotia. I haven't gone in there yet, which sucks, because tonight on a Tuesday night, friends of mine are hosting an open mic night. So if you're available on a Tuesday night, and if you want to go and check out an open mic night instead of come and watch me drink beer, then you can go do that. Go into Saltbox and you'll see Liam and Brandon. And so having moved up there, I have yet to go in, but I also want to reach out and talk to these guys. Because again, I reach out to a couple of companies at once, a couple of breweries at a time, instead of just reaching out to all 75 breweries at once. It's just as I remember them, as I feel like talking to them. So this can, a lot of the Saltbox ones, they have this little kind of circle-y logo up here. The Saltbox logo is up in the top corner, and then the Loyalist is kind of neat because the Loyalist's face is covered over by the words "the Loyalist," so it's an old English ale. So I think, and we're going to read the side of the can to find out what they're talking about here. Is at the end of American Revolutionary War, British subjects who remained loyal to the crown had to return to England or find a different British colony to welcome them. In 1783, over 35,000 of these, quote, loyalists, unquote, fled to Nova Scotia, almost doubling the province's population, and we assume their thirst for British beer. We wanted to make a beer that was loyal to those who longed for a taste of the British homeland. Ours is brewed in the tradition of a Yorkshire bitter, using classic English Fuggle hops and Nottingham ale yeast that augments the flavors of biscuit and grass with a dry, spicy finish. I gotta say, that sounds freaking delicious, but I'm going to... Yeah, there it is. This would have been... So at the end of the American Revolutionary War, a bunch of Brits fled up to Nova Scotia. So Nova Scotia had already seen the expulsion of the Acadians, which was about 30 years prior to that, at which point they had brought in some other New Englanders, and they called those the planters, which is kind of ironic, because the Acadians were famous farmers, and what they did was burn all their fields when they kicked them out. So calling the new people the planters is a little silly. Anyway, try not to get too ridiculous political or whatnot, but apparently, so this is just an old English style ale, even using some of the English hops. And where was the, where did you say the yeast was from? The yeast was from, there's a message to me, Nottingham ale yeast. Yeah, okay, so there you go. Ooh, you know what? That's been in my little beer cupboard there for 2 years, and it still smells frickin' deliscus. So it's just me, and we're gonna see if I can talk to myself while I pour this into my glass from Old Biddy's. So the other bonus of having Saltbox a little bit closer is I can hopefully go in and get myself a Saltbox pint glass, and then judge them on whether they're selling me a 14-ounce pint glass or a 16-ounce pint glass. While I wait for the head to go down, I'm also gonna text my wife. But one thing that I thought of / worried about. I didn't actually worry about this, because when I started this whole thing, I knew that I could talk solidly for a lot of time. I don't know if I've mentioned this, but in my otherwise spare time, I also occasionally do a marathon fundraiser live on the internet, just like this, with video, ha ha ha, podcast listeners, but as my only podcast listener is James. And James has been on the live charity stream, then he knows exactly what I'm talking about. This is just for the archives, if anyone goes back and listens through all of these. I was really interested in Old English Ale from Saltbox. But I do that, and I talk for the entire marathon, which sometimes is 24 hours, which is sometimes a lot longer than that. So can I talk for 45 minutes to, you know, less than an hour, I would hope, for one beer? Yes. Yes, I can. And it starts to worry me because I go on long drives because my daughter is an elite athlete, so she does sports, and a lot of the practice spaces are very far away. So I get to go and pick her up and drop her off, and when I'm doing that, I get bored. I listen to music. I'm trying to listen to some music that I'm trying to learn at the same time in my other spare time, but I've started playing back some of the podcasts, mostly just to give ourselves a couple of listens on the old YouTube, Google machine. I don't know. I listen to it in Google Podcasts. I don't know how else you would. Spotify, I guess, but then I got to find all the listens. And I worry about cutting people off and interrupting people and getting, you know, I'm the type of person who, it's not just, you know how people say, oh, that person has to get the last word in? Well, I need to get, my personality needs to get every word in, every thought that crosses my mind. If you say two sentences and I have a thought on each of those sentences, you're going to hear both of those thoughts. Especially if you had a third sentence that you wanted to say, I'm getting my thoughts out first. You might be halfway through your second sentence, and I will give you my thoughts in your first sentence. It's definitely rude. I hope that I don't do it too much, and I'm not actively doing anything to try and fix the situation. In fact, what I am doing is, when my co-host is not available because he's in Scotland, I just go ahead and do this anyway, which is practicing incessant talking. Now, as the host, one of the hosts of a podcast, the point is to keep talking and to keep it rolling and to keep it moving. So whenever there is a gap, I feel like it must be filled with something. This did, well, it was helpful when I was on an improv team. It's great in theater, for the most part, unless there's supposed to be a gap in talk. But it's not, you know, you don't want dead air. And I am critical listening to radio shows, radio stations, when there's just dead air sometimes, or way too many ums. I do it. I do say and I pause, and I do these things, but I have a few tricks for getting around it. But my ums and uhs, where you say, that's just a really bad example because I try not to do that. So I'm very critical when I listen to a lot of uhs and ums in radio, where I would fill that with words talking and all sorts of things. So yes, I've I'm now critical of myself because I think that I talk more than anyone else I talk to. Now, I've listened to some episodes where it was myself and my wife, who doesn't like to talk and fill space, or either that or she has no choice, and my friend Tom, who also, he's got a lot of incredible things to say, but he doesn't, he's much more polite than I am, so he doesn't cut people off. Ian, my co-host I was just talking about, is in the chat in jolly old England, as it happens, and that's what we're cheersing here, where I'm drinking the old English ale to my old English co-host. Thanks for popping by really quickly. It is a little after midnight where you are, I think. But, again, I've been meaning to drink this for a while. Look at that. It is a lovely, mostly clear, see-through, kind of coppery color, I think. So, hopefully, this is going to be quite good. It smells like a lot of malt. I think I'm really going to enjoy this. And, because the old Foundry Stout from Saltbox that I tried, it smelled really great, but there was a funny craft beer or homebrew taste of it's gone off a bit. I don't know how yeasty, I think, is sometimes the way that you would describe that, but it left a not very good taste in my mouth. And I can even remember that even though it was a while ago. But this smells like it's not going to do the same thing. So here we are to the old English. Cheers. Huh. Well, it's not a bitter, because it might be supposed to be a bitter. This tastes more like a kind of a tasty red. It's got this kind of malt forwardness to it. There's no bitter in there whatsoever. We assume their thirst for British beer, loyal to those in the tradition of a Yorkshire bitter. Well, now I feel bad, because I'm drinking an old English ale without my old English man, and my old English man would be able to tell me what a Yorkshire bitter is. Does this taste like a Yorkshire bitter? Maybe, maybe not. I've had the many of the ESBs around, and they have that bitter end on it, but and not quite this tasty of a malt forward. I'm starting to realize why this is no longer available at the Saltbox Brewery, and it's because I like it. Everything I like goes away. you could keep that very specific to beers, but let's just say everything I like goes away. My kids, my hobbies, things like people I like. Ian says, I have had a pint of Bombardier and a Timothy Taylor Landlord Bitter tonight by way of English ale. Ah, good. Lovely. Excellent. Even though I forgot to announce this. So you just happened to choose the right one. Well done. Did you just drink some of everything in order to match? I've had a stout. I've had a red. I've had a lager. And I've had a pilsner just for you. They probably don't. Do they serve pilsners in England? It doesn't really seem like a... Oh, right, he's not in Scotland. He's down in England right now, I think. They went down towards London-ish. He'll fill me in on that. I'm going to continue chugging this. It's really, really good. I do enjoy it. Yes, I want to continue drinking all of this. It is a 6.7%. It does not taste strong. What is it? Isn't it supposed to say that it's strong beer after a certain... If it's past 6.5, I think it's supposed to say that it's strong beer. This does not say that. It is delicious, and it's malt forward. It's so smooth. It's not quite at room temperature. It's not ice cold. This would just taste like tap water if it was ice cold, because you'd be missing out on even just that really nice, basic... It's just beer flavored. What is I'm doing the Ian thing, and I'm looking through the Untappd reviews. Okay, yeah, the Nottingham, they got the same description on the can. These would look a little darker. Oh no, they're still copper colored. It's just a little bit the background of the picture is just a little very dark. Great cask ale, nice and smooth, not too sweet or sticky tasting, could be a bit more bitter. Fully agree with that one, and that's a 4 and a bit out of 5. Lots of 5 out of 5, some good ones, tagged friends, really liked it. I'm looking for a bit of the old... Are you going to use words? Does anyone type any... I try to put a little bit of text in my reviews, but this one is apparently sitting at a 3.59. So that's nearly... Wait, that's a 7.6, so an 8.2. This is better than an 8.2, except I... It's delicious. I would drink lots of this. Someone says, hey, do you want another? You know, the server comes back and says, do you want another one? Yes, I would have another one of these right now. Delicious. I'm sad that it's no longer in their lineup, because what have we got here? We've got Blue Nose Commemorative Ale. That's in the cupboard. Crustacean Elation Lobster Ale. Gross. Essential IPA. I keep meaning to try the Jesus Murphy Irish Red. That sounds good. Lumberjack Ale. Did we try that one? I don't think so. None on the Run Cream Ale. Dynamite Trail Hefeweizen, I feel we've tried as well. And The Way She Goes, we tried. Did not enjoy that quite so much. Guess they don't have the Old Foundry Stout. They're not about the darks or interestings. It's all very ale-y. Certainly ale-y. But there is a barrel aged in here. Was it the Fog Bank? Captain Artemis Barrel Aged Stout. Whoa, $20 for 750 mils? That's two cans Sam for $20. It's not for barrel aged, and it's probably a rather high percent. 9? It's only 9? We've had triple IPAs that cost less than that. Anywho, It's not bitter. The description of the one person there saying it is not too sweet or sticky. It's nice and smooth. Agreed. And it could be a bit more bitter. Yes. So this person then gave it a... Okay, I can see what the score is. That it just looks like a 4.25. So what's that? That's an 8.5. I think I might need to agree with an 8.5 or slightly higher. I'm missing the bitter in my old English ale, but it didn't say it was an ESB. I thought it was maybe going to be a little bit more bitter than this, but maybe I worried about this. I expected it, but wasn't looking forward to it. I was hoping for a delicious, smooth, malt forward, not too sweet, but the sweetness is there. Not really that bitter at all, except it's supposedly in the style of a Yorkshire bitter. So how bitter is a Yorkshire bitter? How bitter is a Yorkshire bitter? Full-bodied amber beer. Juicy malt, tempting dark fruit aroma, caramel flavors develop into a pithy, that's funny. Fresh bitter aftertaste. Fruity hedgerow aroma. I mean, yeah, I guess it's kind of fruity on the front end. I think this is actually outstanding. Now, I remember not fully loving things from Saltbox before, but I guess I just tried the Goes and that Foundry Stout. Let us quickly... Oh, dear. Yeah, here we go. I can go over to my spreadsheet, and we find some Saltbox, and we've got Dynamite Hefeweizen. I gave it less than a 7, so apparently I didn't like that. Old Foundry Stout, really didn't like that. That was like barely a 6. The Way She Goes, did not enjoy. I don't think Brittany even liked that one. And, oh, the Teacher's Porter. Yeah, I didn't like the Teacher's Porter either. And that was both last year. Maybe we did go just last year. Maybe this is just in the cupboard for a year. So yeah, have not enjoyed Salt Boxes until now. I have been eyeing this one for a while. The only problem is an old English ale or a Yorkshire bitter there's nothing really to compare it to, and I haven't found anyone just doing the old English. There's a number of ESBs, and there's a few ESBs to compare it with each other. So this finally gave me the opportunity to go in and find some beers that we've got that don't have any comparison to them, so that I can just, well, obviously try it on my own. Because one person, one beer. Two people, two beer. Six people for IPA night, you know how that goes. And then occasionally we try to drink 100 shots of Lager in one night. I was thinking about that. I was really thinking about that. Trying that tonight. I'm glad I didn't, because I had a big supper. It was big supper night. Is it on the board behind me? This is a picture of the Mahone Bay location. So we've got the Lucky Lady, the Holy Mackerel something. None of the Run Cream Ales up there. Old Foundry Stout is still up there, but I don't think Old Foundry Stout is in the shop. Dynamite Hefeweizen, Jesus Murphy Irish Red, and Betty Dave, I don't know what that says, but it's got everything. I'll just ask. I'll ask the lady over here on this side. Sadly, yeah, she's the star of the show and does not even know that she's in here. I think she's been in the background before. Behind me, and my very complicated and impressive green screen is the interior of the Salt Box Brewery tap location in Mahone Bay, Nova Scotia. That is really, really good, and I really, really like it. And I think, okay, I'm starting to get a little bit more of the bitter now towards the bottom, so it's a little sweeter up top. It's still malty the whole way through. Malt forward. Very Maltese Falcon, this one, as he said. Learning his wordings from the only Prudhomme he knows. Steve from Big Spruce Brewing. So I'm trying to get better at the way I describe things. Maybe it wasn't very bitter because I took like six big, huge gulps at the very beginning. No, it wasn't six, it was like three. But that's as he does. But it... I can't think of any more to say. This is... Yeah, I think this is where you fall in with having a... your illustrious co-host to talk about things. And I mean, I had some other stories, kind of, but don't really want to talk about, the fires, or especially the floods. So the floods just happened this past weekend, and they flooded out the Windsor area and a lot of the Halifax area. Sackville, Beaverbank, Bedford got very underwater. So again, hoping that everyone recovers from that in a positive way. We fared quite well up here in the valley, so we're, you know, sort of counting our, what is it, count the number of angels on the head of a pin or something and move on. What is that phrase? Count the angels on the head of a pin. How many angels can stand the point of a pin? Can be used as a metaphor for wasting time debating topics of no practical value. How many angels can dance on the head of a pin? It's because the way I've heard it is count, you finish counting the angels on the head of a pin and then move on. Oh man, now I'm wondering. So instead of wasting time, you finish wasting time and then move on, I guess is what that one is all about. Not that I'm saying I'm wasting time, because we're trying some delicious beers as we go. Is the 6.7 starting to hit me? I had a huge dinner. Brittany's family were over, so I feel very full, and I was a little worried, because sometimes when it's happened occasionally, it's happened before where I'm very full, eat a big meal, and then immediately afterwards come down and try to drink two beers. So I'm glad I only stuck to one, because I can definitely finish this one, but two beers, and then you think, ooh, I am very full, I am very bloated. It might push my number up to a low 9. It's definitely high 8. It's got to be either an 8.9 or a 9.1. What is it missing? Tinge bit more of a bit. No? I am getting that delightful bitter. This is fantastic. Maybe if it was served a little colder, it would not taste as fantastic. I feel like I'm getting it at absolute optimal temperatures. Maybe you need to keep it in a can in your basement for 2 years, and then it really tastes like something special. Entirely possible. So, yeah, so that I want to reach out to Saltbox to talk to them. I want to reach out to Serpent again. We're trying to talk to Serpent, trying to talk to Smokehouse, trying to talk to Schoolhouse. It's all the S's apparently are in my head at the moment. And then hopefully check in on Hilltop Hops, see how they did, because they got very flooded during the rain. So hopefully they are still operational. In fact, let's try Hilltop Hops Facebook page. Hilltop Hops is saying, oh, Facebook to Hilltop, interesting. We are closing January 23rd. So that was Saturday afternoon. Saturday afternoon, they said they're open today. If anyone needs a dry place to recoup, use our phone, charge your device, feel free to stop by. Offering a free beverage to any firefighters or emergency personnel. Cancel their entertainment, but want to give back, and they will be playing for the community as people start to get back up on their feet. Okay, lovely. That's awesome. We are closing early to allow extra space and less traffic in our parking lot for search and rescue crews. Please drive slowly and be cautious of that stretch of the road. Sending out sincere gratitude. So, yeah, Hilltop Hops is right there. They were on a bend where, if you've heard in the news, four people went missing. It was on that stretch, very close to their actual driveway, that the four people went missing. So they got washed away pretty much right there. Even though it's late, I'll try a pint right now. You want to try a pint of this or just a pint of anything? Luckily, Ian, I will let you know, I am trying one of the ones that you have the other can of. So when you get home, give a listen or a watch to this little ditty and drink along with and see what you think of it. I will suggest not making it too... Well, of course, okay, by the time you're at this point... No, wait. You're watching this live and listening to me live right now, so I can tell you right now that when you go through this again, let it not be ice cold. Just not ice cold. Cool? Fine. Cold-ish? Yeah. Room temperature? Probably best. But definitely let it warm up, because there is flavor in there. It's just going to be hard to find. And unless you just like a nice ice cold 6.7% water, it's going to be a little fizzy. Maybe. The head on it went away. But it's, look at the legs. The legs came all the way down the glass. So it's doing just fine. I think this is outstanding. I love this. I'm going to be very sad to go in, finally, to Saltbox Brewing, their tap room here in, or just along the road in Wolfville, much closer than Mahone Bay, and say, listen, I just had your Loyalist Old English Ale. Where can I get Samoa Dat? So, yeah, I think I'll reach out. I'll reach out to Hilltop and I'll reach out to Saltbox soon. And see if we can get ourselves some more interviews and beer drinking with the makers. Because one of the things that I love about Saltbox is all of their cans are a little bit different. They're very much like Good Robot, where there's not Breton, Tatamagush, Propeller. They all have a very similar style of can, and then there's just slight adjustments. But there's a number of breweries that make it... Just every single can is just, wow, let's go crazy. Garrison, actually, does the same thing, where each one of theirs is quite a bit out there. So samey ones, I mean, it's not bad. Branding is great. In fact, I credit a lot of the ones that are branded, but with slight differences. Nine Locks, to be fair, definitely one of those ones. But I like both. And I always want to talk to each one about what that's like. I have made it a whole half hour, and I think that's pretty good for one beer. That tells me that if I were drinking two beer, I would finish this one off, speaking of. And then, yeah, exactly, never drink bitter too cold, ever. So, you already know your homework, but there is one of these waiting for you at home once you get back from England. So, have a Delicious night. Continued beveraging. Have another pint. I would say on me, but I don't know. It might be. And we'll see you when you get back, because as per usual, I do say that I managed to get through the entire conversation, he says, the entire thing by myself, but it's always better with other people. It's just the way, shape, and form of it. So, thanks to Ian for stopping by. While you're on vacation, keeping me company a little bit here in the chat, you can check out our podcast and podcasty places, Google, Spotify, Amazon, and Apple iTunes music-y thing, whatever Apple does. And then you can always check the not replay, the archive, the video, the actual recording here on the Facebook page. You can check us out on our Facebook page. Or you can go directly over to our website at drinkns.unsupervised.beer, where all the info is as well. I could update things over there, but I don't usually, much to James's chagrin. I should look up what chagrin means. But thanks for joining me this evening. That is a 9.9, a little over a 9. That is upwards of it is definitely a 9 out of 10 beer and then some. How about that? We shall call it that, which is like, what, a 4? Yeah, 4.5 out of 5. But I think it has a lower mark. And I think the main reason for the lower mark is because of the fact that everyone's drinking it too cold. Everybody is wrong except me and Ian. Especially Ian. So, yeah, and get out to your local craft breweries. I don't know how else I usually do this, but we'll see you next week, 8 p.m. We're here every 8 p.m. Facebook Live on the Drink NS page. Give us a shout or a like, toss me a comment and whatnot, but we'll see you next week. And I think next week we'll be back with our co-host Ian. We'll be back from England, so we'll see you then. Good night.